News when you want it. With Bloomberg News Now, I'm Ed Kalecki. A roll call vote has begun to open debate on the Trump tax bill. Donald Trump and Senate Republican leaders worked Saturday to persuade reluctant holdouts to back the president's multi-trillion dollar tax and spending bill ahead of a pivotal vote. The weekend arm twisting, which included Trump golfing with frequent foe Rand Paul and other senators, came as the party worked to rush the bill to the president's desk ahead of a self-imposed July 4th deadline. The new draft reflects compromises among warring factions of the Senate GOP, which has been divided over how much to cut safety net programs such as Medicaid and how rapidly to phase out renewable energy tax credits enacted under the Biden administration. Democrats, however, are threatening to force the bill to be read on the floor, which would likely push the final vote to Monday. Earlier on the Senate floor Saturday, Democratic Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar talked about the bill.
What does this bill do? It kicks 16 million people off their health care. 16 million people off their health care in order to finance tax cuts for the wealthiest, in order to give multimillionaires a $400,000 tax cut.
Elon Musk took to X and posted that polls show the bill is, quote, political suicide for the Republican Party. The U.S. and fellow G7 nations signed an agreement to create a so-called side-by-side system, exempting U.S. companies from some elements of an existing global agreement. And as Bloomberg's Denise Pellegrini reports, this could help avert a global tax war.
U.S. officials have agreed to remove the so-called revenge tax provision from President Trump's tax cut bill. It would have increased taxes on the U.S. income of non-U.S.-based businesses and individuals for those countries whose tax policies Washington deems discriminatory. As part of the new agreement, the other G7 members will support the U.S. position in negotiations with Group of 20 countries and with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which has been hosting global talks on corporate taxes. Denise Pellegrini, Bloomberg Radio.
Democratic former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman was honored for her legislative accomplishments and her humanity during a funeral Saturday where former President Joe Biden and former Vice President Kamala Harris joined the over 1,000 mourners. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz spoke at the service.
Melissa Hortman will be remembered as the most consequential speaker in Minnesota history. I get to remember as a close friend, a mentor, and the most talented legislator I ever known.
Hortman was shot to death in a pair of attacks 2 weeks earlier by a man posing as a police officer that Minnesota's chief federal prosecutor has called an assassination. The shootings also left her husband Mark dead and a state senator and his wife seriously wounded. Chief Justice John Roberts on Saturday spoke in the role of the court.
The only novel contribution of the Constitution to political science is the notion of an independent judiciary with the authority to say what the law is.
Speaking at a moment when threats against judges are on the rise, Roberts warned Saturday that elected officials' heated words about judges can lead to threats or acts of violence by others. Without identifying anyone by name, Roberts clearly referenced President Trump, as well as Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York, when he said he has felt compelled to issue public rebukes of figures in both parties in recent years. Hundreds of thousands of people marched through Budapest on Saturday, joining the city's Pride Parade in one of the biggest displays of public defiance in Hungary during Prime Minister Viktor Orban's 15-year rule. Hungarians and visitors from across Europe united in solidarity with the LGBTQ community, which has frequently been the target of the nationalist leader's policies. They flouted a government ban on the event that drew many first-time participants. That U.S. trade deal with China maintains exports of critical rare earth minerals to the U.S., which cannot happen fast enough for one U.S. automaker. Bloomberg's Tom Busby explains.
Ford Motors temporarily forced to idle some of its U.S. assembly plants over the last 3 weeks because of a shortage of high-powered magnets. Magnets that contain critical rare earth minerals that come from China. They're used in the construction of car seats, windshield wipers, doors, and other auto parts. They're also found in smartphones, wind turbines, and other products. Ford CEO Jim Farley says the situation demonstrates the need to develop a domestic supply chain for these critical auto components. Tom Busby, Bloomberg Radio.
After two rounds of LIV Golf in Dallas, Patrick Reed, 4-under for the day, 9-under for the tournament, he'll enter Sunday's final round with a 3-shot lead. That's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Ed Kalecki. This is Bloomberg.